Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain,
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America, and welcome to everybody out there as we start the Captain's America Third Watch radio program, weekend edition. I am your guest host, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, sitting in for retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, host of the Captain's America, of course, as we broadcast on this weekend edition live from our Salem Media Tampa, Florida flagship station. And, of course, we're broadcasting from Studio E. That's the Moss Family Automotive Studio. To our great radio affiliates all across the country, as well as around the world, and via the Internet and via satellite on the GCN network. Now, as always, a special shout-out goes out to all of our active military, our veterans, our EMS, our firefighters, our weekend, our hospital, pardon me, our police and our hospital and ER room workers, and our 9/11 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol security officers, our U.S. Coast Guard, and all those out there keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's working on the Third Watch right now, keeping America rolling along, we appreciate all of you, especially our over-the-road 18-wheeler truck drivers, the men and the women out there getting the job done coast-to-coast and border-to-border, our FedEx and UPS drivers, the bulk mail center haulers, our suicide jockeys hauling the gas, the diesel, and the jet fuel wherever it needs to go so we can get where we need to go. And, of course, we're not going to leave out our Amazon warehouse workers listening to the program right now, our Amazon drivers as well out there delivering their packages all across the country. Now, you can follow us on Facebook simply by going to the Captain's America Third Watch Radio Show Facebook page. You can also find us on Gab, on MeWe, on Truth Social, Getter, and we're on Twitter at Captain's America. And again, don't forget, that's at Captain's America. And the website for the program is the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Now, folks, on this Memorial Day weekend edition of the program, we once again have a very special guest to start everything off this morning. And, of course, I'm talking about none other than Captain Matt Bruce, again, contacting us from his secret undisclosed location out there somewhere. Good morning, Captain.
Good morning, Kyle, but at least I have a view.
Okay, well, that's better now.
A lot of water, but I have a view.
Well, absolutely. That's really good. And, of course, Captain, we have a lot to talk about this morning here on the weekend edition. Are you ready to say the pledge, and then we'll get started?
Yes, sir.
Okay, here we go.
I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the
United States of America.
And to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And of course, folks, as Captain Matt Bruce tells you every morning here on the Captain's America, we emphasize those two words, under God, because our nation was founded on Judeo-Christian values. And if you'd like to call in and opine on the program this morning, 1-877-969-8600. Is the number to call. Well, Captain, of course, it is the Memorial Day weekend edition of the program, and of course, our hearts and our thoughts all turn to those that gave their lives for this nation.
Well, my memory goes to those that we've lost that paid the ultimate sacrifice, which is exactly what it should be. People that walk up to veterans today and say, oh, thank you for your service. No, it's not about anybody living standing around. It's about the people that died protecting us so that that person could say what he just did, he or she. So consequently, remember that those flags you see around the veteran cemeteries, and the flags that people are flying today are being flown in honor of them, not any veteran who served, and that's the way it is.
Well, again, there are so many people out there, Captain, Gold Star families, people who have lost their friends, their loved ones in service to this country, and it is a very solemn day, and it is something that I think we need to take very seriously.
I love the Gold Star families. I've got many friends that are Gold Star parents, brothers or sisters. I've made them over the years. But, of course, it's a very reverent group of people. They don't tear up the country. They don't go out and bust windows and burn things down. They just go to cemeteries to honor their loved ones.
That's exactly right. And, of course, the origins of Memorial Day go back to Decoration Day in the years just following the Civil War. And, of course, it became a national holiday in 1971, I believe. But it's a day, really, that was designed to unify the country in mourning the dead of those who gave their lives. And so it should be a time when each and every American this weekend pauses and reflects on the price of freedom.
That is correct. And all people need to do is stop, even if it's for 10 seconds. And just say quietly to themselves, thank you, period.
That's right. That's right. And all the lives that were lost and all the potential that was there is now really funneled into everyone that is here now, because our freedom is the result of their sacrifice. There's simply no doubt about that.
That's it, Chief. The nail on the head.
That's right. And what a wonderful place we have to live, and what a wonderful opportunity each one of us has. And Captain, of course, you've known so many that have fallen, and these are heroes. There's no other way to describe them.
Well, they are, and I've still got three guys from my outfit back 50 plus years ago that are POW MIA. We have no idea what happened to them. We do know that they were captured and taken away from the position that we were overrun at. And I think about those three every day. It's Junior, Smitty, and Ryan are the three names. And they're stuck in my mind. And wherever they're at, whatever you're doing, if you can hear me, even if it's upstairs looking at me down here, I don't forget, my friends. I don't forget.
Very powerful. Folks, the Captain's America Third Watch radio program will be back in just a few moments with more with Captain Matt Bruce. Stay right there.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to DanPilla.com to order your copy. That's DanPilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to DanPilla.com. That's DanPilla.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Thank you very much, Ms. Kathy Curtis, and we are back live on the Captain's America Third Watch radio program. We're rolling along. The call-in number, of course, 1-877-969-8600. Kyle Warren sitting in for Captain Matt Bruce, who's holding patiently on the telephone line. We're going to hear from Captain Matt here in just a few moments, because first, I'd like to tell you that this portion of our program is being brought to you by MyPillow. Now, of course, listeners to the show know that Captain Matt Bruce tells everyone about the great people at MyPillow and the amazing products that they have. Of course, from the brand new MyPillow 2.0, the Giza sheets, the slippers, the unbelievable towel sets, just to name a few, MyPillow has so much to offer, of course. And by the way, you know, everyone in my family sleeps on a MyPillow. Mrs. Professor loves her slippers. I love my slippers. We exchanged gifts for that. We also sleep on the Giza sheets every night, and I got to tell you, we absolutely love them. And right now, you can save 50% on those MyPillow Giza bedsheet sets, as low as $29.98. That's as low as $29.98 with your promo code CAPTAIN. That's the key. That's all you got to remember, promo code CAPTAIN. And, of course, the slippers, sandals, and slides are now as low as $19.95 with the promo code. So head on over to MyPillow.com, make your choices, and when you're ready to check out, just make sure that you use the promo code CAPTAIN. But if you don't want to go on the Internet, you can sure call up the nice people there at MyPillow. Dial 1-800-641-5459. That's 1-800-641-5459. Be sure, again, to use the promo code CAPTAIN, and they will get you set up. So, once again, MyPillow.com. Promo code CAPTAIN. And, of course, speaking of the captain, we've got the captain himself holding on the telephone line from a secret undisclosed location. I love saying that because it sounds mysterious, doesn't it, Captain?
Yeah, Yeah, but I got a view. I got a lot of water around me.
Okay, well, good. Well, then
so they know I'm somewhere over by the Gulf.
That's right. Starts narrowing it down, doesn't it?
Yeah, narrow it down. You got about, I don't know, 700-800 miles.
And they'll never find you. That's right. Well, Captain, of course, we're rolling along here on the program this morning. And one of the things that's looming is the debt crisis, or the debt ceiling lifting, which, of course, the White House calls a crisis. It's not really a crisis unless they make it one, which they're really trying to do. But now we understand that Janet Yellen is saying, I believe, we now have until June 5th to do this.
Yes, she said that, and she reminded everybody that we're getting government checks the first week of June, that you were covered until June 5th. And then after that, they'd run out of money.
And so, of course, there are hints now, of course, that they might be closer to a deal. President Biden headed out to, I think, Camp David, if I'm not mistaken. But he headed out for the weekend, so he's not going to be there doing any negotiating. Not that we think, Captain, that he's really been doing a lot of negotiating to begin with. I don't think the American people have this picture in their head that Biden walks in, you know, rolls up his sleeves, gets down to business with a notepad, like a yellow legal pad and a pencil, and says, okay, what do you got for me? Yeah, I don't know that that's happening.
He's making a bunch of sarcastic comments and jokes, which every time he does, give him the shovel, let him dig it a little bit deeper, because that's what he's doing. Now, I want people to go back and think when Donald Trump was around. Did you hear about any of this back then?
Well, not at this level or with this level of intensity.
But when they had debt issues, did Donald Trump leave Washington?
Oh, no, well, of course not. Of course not.
He stayed right there, worked it out, got it done, and that was it. Right? Right.
Well, exactly, because Donald Trump was actually involved in these things. And I don't say this, you know, Captain, to be mean. I'm not trying to be mean-spirited, but there is a major difference. You know, I mean, you could see Bill Clinton sitting in and getting into the weeds on this. Certainly Obama might, and other presidents that you can think of. But Biden is really sort of he doesn't generate that picture.
It's called leadership.
Exactly.
And the problem is that if there's not a dime in it for Biden, he doesn't want to be involved.
Well, I think
he's all about the Benjamins.
Yep. Well, maybe he needs to raise his own debt limit. You know, he did take out that credit line evidently on the house or something like that, and people are still wondering why he did that. But
let me explain it to the folks this way.
Okay.
I'm looking to the west. I'm looking at water, open water, and I see a lot of darkness. And the reason I see a lot of darkness is because that's Joe Biden's career dissipation light dwindling, dimming in the west as he sinks off into the sea. Think about that for a minute.
Well, you bring up a great point, Captain, and that is, how much longer, how much farther can this go in the Biden campaign? Yes, he announced. Yes, they put out the video. But there doesn't seem to be anything that this president is doing to campaign other than perhaps adopt what they're calling a Rose Garden strategy, where he again can kind of be incommunicado or stay in one place as if it was during the COVID issues during 2020, because I think they know that he can't handle, and again, I'm not saying this to be mean, but he can't handle the pace of a national campaign the way he should.
They know that. They really, really, really do know that, which is why we're hearing that this is going to be done again without much challenging from anybody. Because I would expect nothing else. The guy, no, I watched him almost fall down a flight of stairs at 86 years of age. Did you see that video?
Yes.
Yeah, well, that's 86 years old, and I almost saw him fall flat on his keister coming down those stairs.
Yeah.
You imagine a guy 4 years from now doing, you know, taking those same stairs? they'll have them in a wheelchair because they won't want to run at risk.
Yeah, and that's a significant concern. And I think you're right. I think he would. I think he's 80 right now, but would be 86. I think when he'd finish his next term, basically. But he is definitely struggling with that. And I think everybody. And Hillary Clinton, by the way, the other day said, "Well, you know, other presidents have stumbled, and nobody got heart palpitations about it." I think that was her exact word, heart palpitations.
But if you're talking about Franklin Delano Roosevelt, who was the last one of memory that I can remember in a wheelchair that was there and couldn't get out of it, we did struggle with it.
Well, we did
have issues. Mm-hmm.
Well, of course, yeah, and FDR, of course, had other health issues as well that were pretty significant.
Yeah, he had polio.
Yes, that, and he also had, I think, very high blood pressure. They weren't able to treat it very well or effectively as they can these days. But even so, you know, if George W. Bush stumbled on the stairway, it would just be one of those things. But Joe Biden seems to do this kind of thing all the time, and when he walks, you can tell that there's something very different about his gait when he walks. And so they are so sensitive to try to make sure that they keep him, almost in a bubble to a great degree.
Well, they call him Tippy Toe Joe for a reason.
Yeah, I think you're right. But all these things are manifestations of the, not just the struggle, but the deterioration that he's having. And I got to tell you, I mean, if this was your grandfather, you know, and the family would be saying, we're not going to make Grandpa go out and do this kind of stuff. He's got to be more careful, or we have to do something very, you know, drastically different. But for Joe Biden, it's just, it's as if they keep him going with this.
Right. And I want to give a special shout out to somebody before we go any further.
Okay.
And that's my buddy Tom Chattop, at the VP of the Salem News Network. He's a hell of a guy. He's been there all along. He'll give you the shirt off his back. I feel the same way about Adam at GCN, who also runs USA Radio Network. And I just am so appreciative to the affiliates along the line that are accepting you like as if you are the next walking Mark Levin. But that's good. That's good.
Well, I appreciate that very much, Captain. And I would just like to say too that, you know, it's my honor to sit in, and because that's just what I'm doing. I'm just sitting in as you're getting better, and you're going to be back, and I think better than ever. And this is all a team effort, and I want to thank everybody here at Salem in Tampa, Joe Weaver, and also Ken Dyer. He's been so nice to me. Certainly Roger P. Shulman. I've enjoyed meeting them, and Robert Haley, I know, and has really helped out for my stint here. So I appreciate it, Captain. Can you hold the line here real quick? We got to go to a break because I hear the music. All right, folks. The Captain's America Third Watch rolls along in the overnight hours. Kyle Warren in for Captain Matt Bruce. Don't go anywhere because there is so much more to talk about.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch. Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is a USA News update. As debt negotiations drag on in Washington, one big hurdle left to cross is the issue of stricter work requirements in the budget agreement. On Friday, the Treasury Department warned the U.S. could run out of funding by June 5th if Congress doesn't raise the debt ceiling. J.P. Morgan Chase is telling 1,000 First Republic Bank employees they're being let go. This comes just weeks after America's largest bank bought First Republic. Consumer spending is up. New numbers released Friday show consumer spending rose 0.8% in April, double what was expected by analysts. Prices at the gas pump are holding steady as the holiday weekend gets underway. AAA reports the national average price for a gallon of regular remains $3.57. This is Karen Sloan, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
You found it, the most listened to radio program in the overnights, the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
Yes, sirree, Bob. Join the Captain's Army at 1-877-969-8600. That is the call-in line if you'd like to call in and opine. Kyle Warren sitting in for Captain Matt Bruce here on the weekend edition and, of course, special Memorial Day weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. And, of course, we have Captain Matt Bruce who's holding patiently on the telephone line. We're going to get right back to him in just a few moments. But first, I want to tell you that this portion of our program is being brought to you by Relief Factor. And that's, of course, the father-son team of Pete and Seth Talbot. And we appreciate them very much. They become very good friends of the program. And you can go to their website, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. And you'll be able to find the 1995 3-week quick start. And, of course, you've heard the captain telling you all about Relief Factor because he does take the product. He's been taking it for over 10 years, and he takes it for one important reason, because it works. That's the reason, folks, and that's really the overriding factor. And now, of course, the problems that he's had, namely the inflammation and such, this is what a lot of other people have, and this product is going to help you control that inflammation because of the ingredients that are in it, namely turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3. And this, of course, helps to support the body's natural response to inflammation, which is where you get the swelling and the pain and the discomfort. Now, if you take it the way that it says, you should know by the end of the third week or so for sure whether or not it's going to work for you. Now, most people know within a day or two or three, But, you know, some people come back the next day because maybe the captain gave them a sample, or they tried one of the samples that he's given at one of his appearances or gatherings. And they come right back and they say, this is it, it's working, how do I get more? And, of course, he just simply directs them to relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. But, of course, it depends on the individual. Everybody's different. But there are no drugs in this whatsoever. That's the key factor here as well. There's no drugs. You can rely on that. It's all natural. So go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. And give it a try, because all you have to lose is pain. All right, let's get right back to Captain Matt Bruce holding on the line. Good morning again, Captain.
Good morning, sir.
All right. Well, again, so much more to talk about as we go through this weekend edition of the program. You know, we talked a little bit about Joe Biden, but of course, he went out of town now. But here's something that's really irked the press corps, and that is they stopped having any press briefings now that the debt talks really, you know, are continuing. And now we've got this, we're just sort of hanging in limbo, you know, as to whether or not they're going to reach a deal. I think they will eventually, but they sure are dragging it out, and then they go to ground.
The less the little old Frenchie, and that's what I call her, the less the little old Frenchie talks, the better off they are. So why not shut her up for a while?
You mean that she can't read from the binder, or can they just send out a binder?
We can send her a new binder, but she might not know what's in it.
Well, they can just maybe, I don't know, like at school or something, they can just post it on the door. You know, this is, here's our statement. We'll just post it on the door with, you know, just make copies and distribute them, I guess. That might be one idea. But, you know, Captain, as well, of course, Ron DeSantis has now declared for the presidency. Trump is commenting about this, of course, but here's something. We understand that Ron DeSantis, his campaign, says it's raised $8.2 million even in just the first 24 hours of his announcement.
Well, I think I saw somewhere $10 million 2 days in.
Okay.
I think I saw that. There's going to be a lot of small dollar donations going to DeSantis, because most people that I know that are supporting DeSantis are supporting DeSantis because they can't stand the rhetoric and the foul, just go after the other guy language coming from Trump.
Well, exactly. And you and I have talked about this a lot, because this is really important. And I'm wondering if the Donald Trump campaign is getting the same kind of message. And I don't know how much they would be able to effectively make those changes, but it certainly does seem to me, Captain, that when you're hearing this, even from people, you know, they want the Trump policies. They want to be able to implement the same things that they were seeing prior to the Biden administration, but some can't get past it. And I mean, this should be a red alert.
Well, it is a red alert, but unfortunately, Donald Trump still doesn't understand that there are people that don't like the way that he talks and presents his message and has to tear down half the country to do so. That's not the way you do politics. I'm sorry. There's a lot of people like me that remember you're always polite, you always respect, and you don't yell and scream. You just state the facts.
Well, exactly right. Some of these interviews that I've seen earlier today with Governor DeSantis, you know, he seems to be coming on pretty strong, very confident. But also when talking about Donald Trump, he seems to be fielding this whole thing of, well, now you guys are in mortal combat here. And he was saying that he sees Donald Trump as being a different kind of guy now than when he was in 2016, according to Governor DeSantis. And that's a very good way, I think, of him trying to handle that. It's an interesting maneuver, because it's not rancorous. It's just saying, hey, this is my observation. So I think he's pretty adept at that.
Yeah, I believe he's got a point there. But again, you know, this is not 2016. This is 2024. We have the same issues now we had then. It's intensified on the border, intensified with health care, because if the illegals come here to get free hots, three hots and a cot, and free health care. And that's why they come here, and they know they're going to get it. That's not right. We shouldn't be benefiting them for anything.
Well, I think you're right about that. And in the time we have left here, Captain, you know, there are others who are running for president on the GOP side. One of them is Senator Tim Scott. He's taken some really weird kinds of criticisms. Here's a successful senator and a successful guy. He's running for president, and all most in the media can talk about is his skin color. I mean, this is really ridiculous, isn't it?
It is, and I like Tim Scott. He may be running for the vice president slot. That's fine. I would support him.
Well, he seems to, but by contrast, he had a pretty good launch of his presidential campaign. He had a speech and a crowd and everything like that. DeSantis went a different way, which could also, I mean, the technical glitches, I'm not so worried about that as much as I think that the maneuver to go into and do it via Twitter and all that was just different, you know, and it was something as well that now kind of garnered a lot of scrutiny, well, not scrutiny, but attention because of the glitch. But more people are talking about DeSantis because of it.
Absolutely.
Yep, exactly right. And of course you have others. You got Nikki Haley in there as well. You've got Vivek Ramaswamy who's there. I've seen more coverage with him than I have with Nikki Haley. That's for sure. But I don't know that either of them are going to be able to garner a whole lot of traction, because I think all the air is getting sucked out by Donald Trump and now Ron DeSantis, and the focus on those two going against each other.
I agree.
Yep. So it's still going to be an interesting, you know, several months here moving forward. But right now in South Carolina, for example, Donald Trump holds a 25-point lead over Governor DeSantis. But some of that could change, I think, now that DeSantis is campaigning in earnest. And, of course, right after Memorial Day weekend, he's going to take off and go to South Carolina and Iowa, I think, New Hampshire. So it's going to be interesting to see. And how Trump reacts at this stage in the game might just set the pace for how people do perceive him. I think you're right in what you're talking about with him.
Yeah, you're right, and it's going to work out that way, and we'll see. I'll just wait, take the wait-and-see attitude.
Yes, exactly. Well, you know, things can change in politics. They can change in one news cycle. I mean, that's the way it is these days. It used to take a lot longer for things to kind of filter around. But we just have just we're going to start coming up on the break, Captain. But certainly, you know, I think, again, Memorial Day, as we remember the fallen this Memorial Day weekend, that should be the focus for Americans. And people are going to get together and have their time together. But again, as you were saying, take a few moments and just remember.
That's right. It's not about me. It's not about we. It's not about anybody that's alive and talking about it. It's about the ones that can't be here. And we represent them, those that have served. We are their voices on Memorial Day. Telling you all about them. God bless them all.
Absolutely, sir. God bless them all. Captain Matt Bruce, thank you. We'll talk to you again on Monday morning.
You will. God bless America.
God bless America is right. Folks, stay right there. The Captain's America rolls on. Kyle Warren in for Captain Matt Bruce.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling 3-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on 3-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
To tune in 2:45 and 3:45 Eastern Time every morning for the Truckers Highway and Byway Report with Captain Matt Bruce and Kyle Warren, the Professor of Politics, as they keep you up to date with the weather conditions in the lower 48, live on the Captain's America Third Watch.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Jeff. We appreciate that very much. And, of course, we were talking with Captain Matt Bruce just a little while ago in the last segment. And we're going to be talking with him again on Monday's program. But welcome back to everybody to the Captain's America Third Watch radio program. I am your guest host, Kyle Warren, of course, sitting in for Captain Matt Bruce. The number to call in, 1-877-969-8600. That's 1-877-969-8600. If you'd like to opine, if maybe you have a story about Memorial Day that you would like to share with us. We'd be honored to hear from you this morning as we go across the weekend edition. Some of you may be hearing this program, of course, at different times during the weekend. It's played on different program or on different stations, I should say, throughout the weekend. So you might be hearing this being rebroadcast. But wherever you are, we still would like to hear from you. And you can go to the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page as well, so you can find that. Or go to the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com for more information about the program and how to get in contact with us. Okay, so we're going to start off here with the Trucker Highway and Byway Report. support, as we do, as you just heard Jeff tell you, at the 45 minutes after the hour, 2:45, 3:45 each morning here on the Captain's America. And we're going to take a look at where some of this rain is continuing. We've been watching a lot of this, of course, over the last few mornings, where we do see a lot of rain across, especially northern Texas. A lot of that has changed now since 24 hours ago. Some of that is now mostly over in Albuquerque, in New Mexico, just east of Albuquerque. This is going to be around I-40. It's going to stay south of Amarillo in northern Texas there, but it's down around Clovis. We still have some pretty heavy rain going on there. And then just in into Oklahoma, north of Texas, up into a little bit into Kansas and skirting the border over to Colorado, over towards Lamar, we still have some pretty big bands of rain going on. So if you're trucking in that area, just be careful. Also, it looks like we're taking a look here in Nebraska, skirting the border here again with South Dakota, and then dipping a little bit south into Nebraska. You still have some rain. There's going to be south of Hot Springs, South Dakota, down towards Alliance and Hyannis down in Nebraska. Up in South Dakota, if you're in the area of Dupree or Timber Lake, you've definitely got some moderate to heavy rain there. Then up in North Dakota near Linton and Bismarck, which is the capital of North Dakota, of course, and that's a trivia question as well. What's the capital of North Dakota? Bismarck. And that's how I actually learned that. I think it was a trivia question back when I was a kid. So I-94 is what we're talking about right there. If you're coming through Bismarck, Minocan over towards Sterling, you've got the rain coming across right there. For the weekend, I'm pretty sure we're probably going to continue to see some of these same areas with the storm alerts. Up near Glasgow, in northern Montana, U.S. Highway 2, lots and lots of rain heading over towards North Dakota. It's going to spill on over into across the border there. But right now it's all keeping north of I-90 and I-94, so you want to be aware of that. Okay, over also in central Montana here, it looks like we've got right around Great Falls, we got rain. We got rain near Sanford, down towards Harleton, if I'm pronouncing that correctly, and rain east of Helena. But also right now, if you're in Butte, you probably got some rain going on right now. Boise, Idaho, same story. Looks like the rain is there coming across the interstate just there near Boise, Idaho. And then down on the border, that's got to be some kind of song somewhere down on the border near Sanderson. This is down in Texas again. We've got all kinds of rain that's going to go across the border down into northern Mexico. I know there was one other alert that I wanted to tell you about. Oh, yes, we got a frost advisory, and this is going to be up in the northern Pennsylvania and southern New York State. This is going to be near Bath, New York, also down towards Williamsport, as this is the area it's covering, over to west of Lafayette in Pennsylvania and around a place called Towanda. So you definitely want to be aware of that. So they've got a frost advisory going on there. All right, folks, don't forget the Trucker Highway and Byway Report is being brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J Travel Centers. And you can find them at pilotflyingj.com. That's pilotflyingj.com. And by the way, you want to get going with summer savings. Well, you can say hello to summer savings simply by texting the following number or the following thing to 26494. So text SAVE10, that's SAVE10, S-A-V-E, the number 1, the number 0, SAVE10 to 26494. And you're going to be able to start saving 10 cents a gallon on every gallon of gas that you buy. So here's how it works. First, you text SAVE10 to 26494 and select your driver type. Then, at the pump, you simply enter your payment method, your phone number, when asked for your My Rewards information. We'll tell you about the My Rewards Plus app as well. And then, you're going to start seeing the prices roll back right there on the screen. So maybe like a reverse slot machine in Las Vegas. It's just it. But now you're winning because you're getting the 10 cents off every gallon. And so, by the way, folks, so you want to check that out, go to pilotflyingj.com. You also want to become a member of the My Rewards Plus app. Now, the My Rewards Plus app is going to have everything that you need to really take advantage of everything the Pilot and Flying J Travel Centers have to offer. And you really want to do this because they are the largest operators of travel centers in the United States of America. So they know what you need. They love truckers, and they love travelers, and they want to help you, and they want to be your oasis out there on the road. So real simple, go to pilotflyingj.com. That's pilotflyingj.com. You'll also find out about their RV amenities because, folks, their RV services are going to be second to none. And if you're in an RV and you're heading out to see the national parks, for example, see our great country and be able to take it all in, plan your trip using the locations function there at the Pilot Flying J Travels, pilotflyingj.com website. You can also do that through the My Rewards Plus app as well. But for RVers at many of the different locations, and they do have a list of those on their website, you can find RV fueling lanes, overnight parking, propane refill, and RV dumps. So you've got a lot going for you with the Pilot and Flying J Travel Centers. Also, folks, the food at the Pilot and Flying J Travel Centers is just phenomenal. So you definitely want to check them out because once you come in off a long day of driving or traveling, it's great to pull in and get something really, really good to eat or drink. All right, so it's pilotflyingj.com. Also, I do want to tell you about the Run for the Wall. It's I think it's the 33rd edition of Run for the Wall. You want to go to rtfw.us. The captain and I were talking about this just right before the program as well. This is the motorcycle riders going from California to Washington, D.C. It's called Run for the Wall. So from May 17th, it's been going on now, and it'll go on through today, the 27th, on Saturday. That's the California to D.C. Then May 28th through May 30th, they take what's called the sandbox route, and it goes wall to wall from D.C. to the Middle East Conflicts Wall in Marseille, Illinois. So that's going on between May 28th and May 30th. If you want to find out more about them, we just want to be able to tell you about them, rtfw.us. That's Run for the Wall. It's the initials for one, Run for the Wall, rtfw.us. And you can find out more about that. All right. Well, as we continue, we have a few minutes before we're going to hit our top of the hour break. You'll hear the top of the hour news, and then we'll be right back with more on the Captain's America, of course. But I did see this earlier today. The Old Navy store in downtown San Francisco is set to close, and they're following other retailers. This from Fox Business. An Old Navy store in downtown San Francisco will close this summer, adding to the number of retailers in the city that have announced their departures. Spokesman for Gap Incorporated, which is headquartered in San Francisco and owns a number of retailers, including Old Navy, Banana Republic, and others, said its Market Street location will close on July 1st once its lease expires. And see, that may be one of the ways that some of these stores, they don't necessarily have to break their lease, because there's all kinds of problems in doing that, liabilities and stuff you might have to owe and so forth. So they're letting them expire. They're not renewing. And we don't know if the landlord has somebody else lined up. But I'm wondering if they would, because it's getting pretty darn hard to do business in San Francisco. So more vacating out of San Francisco, that is for sure. All right, folks, the Captain's America Third Watch rolls on. Kyle Warren in for the Captain. Stay right there. There's more after your top of the hour news. And don't forget, 1-877-969-8600 is the telephone number. We're right back right after this.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60.
Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.